I am laying charges today on behalf of the Democratic Alliance against ANC MP Mduduzi Manana because he has broken his oath of office by virtue of his conviction in September 2017 for assaulting three women. No action has been taken by the ANC, no action has been taken by Parliament, and Manana has made it explicit that he has no intention to resign. Although the DA has referred him to the Parliamentary Ethics Committee last week, Monday, we do not trust that the Parliamentary Ethics Committee will sit to deal with Manana. Further, the ANC has come out in protection of Manana in the past and in fact vilified the victims that he was convicted of assaulting. In a reply to my question, Deputy President Mabuza said that the ANC doesn't have a dustbin into which it throws its members. Rather, they try and rehabilitate them. Recently, President Ramaphosa, during his parliamentary question and answer session, said that he was unaware of the details. Clearly, the Ramaphoria has ended and he is showing discomfort about taking stern action against members of his party. He said that Manana must be subjected to the internal processes of his party, clearly trying to distance himself from Manana. Yet they belong to the same WhatsApp group. They are both from the ANC. The DA wants Manana in jail. He is unfit to hold the position of Member of Parliament and earn a salary paid by taxpayers when he is a convicted woman beater. The DA is taking up this case because we believe it is a perfect example of a powerful man versus a vulnerable woman. Our country is fraught with instances of femicide and violence against women. If the ANC is hell-bent on protecting corrupt people like Manana in their ranks, it is again left to the DA to do the right thing and refer him to the South African Police Service for investigation and to the NPA to prosecute him and put him in jail. Mr. Manana's behavior is evil. He beats women, verbally attacks them, bribes them to shut up, then denies and manipulates the facts, threatening his own legal action against Ms. Wiro, and then continues to intimidate Ms. Wiro so that she fears for her life.